A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "My brothers, although I had done nothing against our people or our ancestral customs, I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. After trying my case, the Romans wanted to release me because they found nothing against me deserving the death penalty. But when the Jews objected, I was obliged to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no accusation to make against my own nation. This is the reason, then, I have requested to see you and to speak with you, for it is an account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains." He remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die, but Jesus had not told him that he would not die. "Just what if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. Rita was born in the 4th century in Italy. She lived a very, very hard life. Her husband abused her, and he was a jerk. In fact, he was such a jerk that he was murdered. And guess what? Her 2 sons wanted to avenge their father's murder. But you know what St. Rita did? She said, "Nope, that's not the way to go about it, guys." She prayed for her 2 sons, and they did not commit that murder. In fact, they died, okay? I guess God answered her prayers. I don't know, okay? But through all of St. Rita's sufferings, she never, ever turned away from God. In fact, she did the very opposite. She put her trust and faith in God because she knew that God in the end is faithful. He will right all the wrongs in this world, but on his timetable, not on our timetable. You know, sometimes we think we can right all the wrongs in the world, even if that means taking justice in our own hands. But as you know, Judge, back there in the back, that is not the way it's supposed to happen. In fact, it does more harm than good. If you're suffering, if you feel like the whole world is against you, if you're suffering from an injustice and you feel like God is not listening to you, please do as St. Rita did. Put all your faith and trust in God, knowing that he's a faithful God, and in the end, he will right all the wrongs.